August 6th, Saturday. The Islamic New Year began this week. Gidao invited us over for a talk today. He likes to talk about spirituality and Islam sometimes. Sometimes he talks about his life in Egypt. Today, he lit some candles and dimmed the lights. I knew it was going to be a serious talk and couldn't wait to hear him. When everyone had settled down after dinner, Gidao spoke to us about a new word, muhasaba. It means to take account or to calculate. He said we should reflect on our deeds from day to day and take time to think about how we can do more of the good deeds we have done and how we can work on the not-so-good deeds we have done. Because this was the first of the new Islamic year, he said we should all take some time out and ask for Allah's guidance to be mindful of our actions. I hope my good deeds always outweigh my not-so-good deeds. This year, I think I can be nicer to Sammy and clean up after myself more. August 14, Sunday. My father's sister, Alia Pupo, is visiting from Pakistan. At first, I wasn't so sure I would like her, because it's been a long time since I've seen her. But she is the best aunt ever. She brought friendship band supplies, threads, beads, trinkets, and hooks from Pakistan. She loves to paint and lets me watch her do her art. She hums my favorite nasheeds when she is working, and she always has the sweetest, most encouraging smile. Today, we borrowed a special book from the library called Under My Hijab. Alio Pupo wears her hijab pinned with a brooch, just like the aunt in the book. Then, we read a book titled ABCs of Pakistan, since 14th August is Independence Day for Pakistan. I learned so much about Baba and Alio Pupo's homeland. August 28, Sunday. Today, I did an oopsie. A big one. And after Gidao's talk about taking account of our deeds, I tried to make up for it too. Baba and Alio Pupo were talking. They were having a long, serious conversation about my daddy's health. I wanted them to hurry up because I wanted Alio Pupo to come help me with my painting. I used her easel and couldn't carry it all the way to the living room where she was sitting. Plus, I used the wet-on-wet technique she showed me, and it didn't look as pretty as hers, and so I wanted to correct any mistake before it dried. So, I did what I never do. I interrupted Baba mid-sentence, and I jumped up and down till I had Alio Pupo's full attention. As soon as I did, everyone's shocked expressions told me I did the wrong thing. I immediately remembered Gidao's speech and apologized. I felt really bad and went to my room to make sorry cards. I hope I can be more mindful of my actions before I make an oopsie next time.